Right, you're still tuned into the daytime break here on Impact 103. And as always, we have great daytime conversations with great guests now and again. And today's no different. I'm joined in studio by somebody who's usually sitting on the other side of the radio table, aren't you?
Yeah,
it's always awkward when you're on the other side. Right? But it's good now and again. Bineska Jansen van Rensburg is joining me. She's the author of a wonderful, beautiful prayer book. It's called God Can When We Pray. It's 40 powerful prayers for your children and grandchildren. Welcome to the daytime break.
Oh, isn't it so nice to be here? And I know the listeners can't see you, but you look beautiful today.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. You look lovely yourself. I love your colors. Listen, we're going to get into the book, but I'm just curious. You've got that look about you that says there's something to her, like there's something about her. Who are you? We want to get a glimpse into who you are, your life, what you love to do, what you're made of, what you're about.
It's always interesting when people answer that question. So maybe I should start with a little bit of background. I grew up in the Free State, and I had this one dream to become an investigative journalist. You know, I used to be Bineska Buerta before I got married. So yeah. I said it's going to be Bineska Buerta, BBC News, Baghdad, and then the bomb would explode. You know, I would write a story about that. And I was actually on my way to go into that field. I started working at Special Assignment. I did my internship there.
Yeah.
And I had to finish my thesis in my master's degree for journalism. And I thought I'm going to start working for a Christian radio station at that stage. And I just started to see the miracles. You know, this miracle still happening today. And when it got to, you know, my thesis, you know, sent in and I'm supposed to go into the real world of journalism, I just said, you know what, I am an investigative journalist, but I'm telling God's stories. And that's where my journey started years ago. That's when I wrote my first book. And ever since, I find it so inspirational to just see how God is working. And people always ask me, why do you write other people's stories? And then I said, no, I'm writing God's stories.
Ooh.
People just happen to be the, you know, the
characters,
the characters in the story. Yes.
Oh, I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And you're a mom, you're a wife.
I'm a mom of two daughters, 11 and 9, and I'm married to Johannes for 14 years this year. Yeah. Whoa. I think we need to like have a popper or something. It's a big one, yeah. But I love my family. I love my job. I love I love to be active. And it's just such an honor to do what we do. I think for both of us, love what we do.
Incredible. Let's talk about God Can When We Pray, right? Why did you decide to write this specific book? I mean, it was interesting to me when I saw powerful prayers for your children and grandchildren, because oftentimes we just hear, you know, praying wife or for your husband. But I love that, the children and grandchildren. Yeah. Why the focus on that and just why the book in general?
Okay, you're a mom as well. So, you know, there's sometimes wonderful moments being a parent. And then there's that moments where you really don't have the answers. You find yourself with your back against the wall and all you can do is to ask God to just give you wisdom. Now, what happened is probably 2 years ago, I stood in a conversation with a woman. She went through a divorce and her husband moved to another town with the lady, the new lady. And then what happened is she couldn't, you know, due to a lot of circumstances, he decided that the children should go and live with him. So she not only lost her life, she lost her children. You can just imagine the trauma around that. And I sit in that conversation with the tears streaming down her face. And I tried to tell her, listen, you can still pray for your children. And I just realized that she can't hear me because the trauma is just too hectic in that moment. And when I drove away, I decided I'm going to write a book that's going to help her, but also those going through maybe a good time who wants to pray for their children but don't know where to start, just to know that there's power. So for 2 years, I've done research. I've spoken to so many different parents and grandparents because I wanted to determine, because I'm a journalist, of course, I wanted to say, is prayer working? That was my first thing. And then if we pray, what are we supposed to pray for? And then the third thing is I started to write down testimonies because I said, I can't tell you to pray for this or that if I don't have proof that it's actually working. And that's the way I've put the book together. It's 40 different areas where you can pray for your children. But with every single aspect, there is a story that will encourage you to keep on praying.
I love that you talk about that, you know, the testimonies and the stories that you've incorporated into the book. Maybe could you mention one of them that stands out for you?
Oh, there's so many, but I think one of the stories that really touched my heart so much is it's a dad, he's living on a like a small holding just outside Paul in Cape Town. And he and his family went for a drive on the farm. And then they went to watch a little bit of stories, you know, like the children do. And he had a tractor that was stuck in mud. So he went to try and get the tractor out because there was someone told him how to do it. And suddenly something went wrong and the tractor fell onto him. 2.5 tons.
No.
You know, the tractor was on him. And he explains how he could see his whole life flashing in front of him because he knew his head was going down in mud. So he knew he's either going to drown or the tractor's wheel is going to, you know, kill him. And in that moment, you know, he said all he could think of is to shout the name of Jesus. And he started shouting, Jesus, you know, at the top of his lungs. And the interesting thing is at that moment, his little boy was watching television and he said to his mom, listen, I want to go to dad. Like suddenly he just decided he wanted to go to his dad. And as they walked out of the door, they heard him shout Jesus for the last time.
Oh.
So they jumped into the car, they drove to him and they could just pray for him. They could just put their hands on him and pray because the children was there. They just put their hands on him. And a miracle, miraculously, nothing was wrong except for his arm because, you know, they had to lift off the tractor, which is impossible to think that there was nothing broken. He was supernaturally healed. Only his arm had to be, go for operation. But the thing is, God was there and there's power in the name of Jesus. So that's one of the stories, just explaining how God. But you know what? There's so many different stories. There's stories of healing. Then there's stories of breakthroughs. There's stories of provision. Because there's different aspects of being a parent.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, it's not just for parents with small children. It's also for parents with adult children.
Mm.
So I think if we look at the list, it gives you some kind of a guideline to start praying.
I absolutely love that. And how the children knew to lay hands on him, to pray for him.
No.
Surely it's something that must have been taught, right?
Yes.
From a parent who believes the importance of raising our children with godly principles, praying for our children and building them up to be the kind of adults that fear God, you know, so that's...
Sure, that's amazing because you know what
beautiful.
The thing is, they always say that we as parents, we teach our children how to live, because there's a story that I've written in the book of a dad, he's a doctor, and he had to go and see a patient up in the mountains and it was snowing. So he had to walk very carefully because there was a lot of, you know, like places that he could slip. And the wind was blowing, howling. And at one stage, the wind, you know, like suddenly died down and he could hear his little boy shouting, Daddy, Daddy, look where you're going because I'm following in your footsteps. And the thing is, sometimes we as parents, we forget that our children follow in our footsteps. They see what we do. Even though we try to give them lessons, they see what we do and they do what likewise. And I think that's the most important thing for me, that the first part of the book is actually where you pray for yourself to be a good example, so that God would show you if there's anything in your life that you need to work on, so that you could set a good example, so that the children can actually have a strong character and walk in his footsteps.
Amazing. I mean, I'm listening, you know, to you and the stories, and I'm thinking how real the challenges of raising children are. Like, there is a lot of challenges to pay because there's no manual for it. You know, we were never told you're going to face this and that. But I believe, as a child of God, in the power of prayer, you know. And I think if we can help parents to at least say, even when you don't have all the answers for your children, but if you're able to be at a place where you pray for them and you pray the word for them, it's a good place to start raising our children well.
You know what the thing is? That's why I've written the 40 prayers, but it's not my prayers. Now you have to just pray my prayers. It's not that. I took the word of God and I put that into the prayers because that was very important to me. Is then when you pray God's words and you make it personal. You put your child's name. When I say, for instance, when I wrote down my protect my child, then you can put down your child's name because that makes it more personal. But it's also, you know, it's interesting if you start memorizing scripture, which you also do. If you start memorizing scripture, it makes it easier so that the Holy Spirit can come and remind you of something. When you are out of words, you can take God's words because it's living and active. It's like a two-edged sword and it truly pierces darkness. And sometimes there's darkness in our children's lives.
Yeah.
And then we experience how God comes and his light shines into that situation.
I'm feeling like this is just such a great help for parents. You know what I want to thank you for is just being so thoughtful. for the parents who sometimes, you know, like you're saying, sometimes don't have the words, but also sometimes don't even know that there are certain aspects of their children's lives that they need to be praying over, you know, because we just like going on with life and we just like minding our own business or whatever and not even think of, oh, my word, you know, I never thought to start praying over this area of my child's life or that area. And even just to know that prayer works, even in those areas that seem impossible or difficult. But before I let you go, it looks beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
The book looks amazing.
Oh, I love it.
The gold, the black, the little branch here on the side. Any significance in this?
Yes, for sure. When I chose the cover, it was very important for me that it must have significance. And especially the gold was very important to me. There's a scripture in Acts 3 verse 6 when Peter goes to the temple and he finds this person next to the road that are actually begging for food and for money because he can't walk, he's lame. And then he says the following. He says, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you." Okay. And the thing is, sometimes we want to leave something for our children, you know, like a legacy, like wealth. And we think about that as like a house or whatever. But the thing is, maybe you are not in a situation where you can give them that or leave them that. But the one thing that you can leave behind is prayer, because it echoes into eternity. There's a scripture in Revelations where the angels goes throughout the earth and then they gather all the prayers and it goes in front of God's throne like incense. And I think we have to realize that even though we might not be there to see our children or great-grandchildren or whatever go down the aisle, we can pray that they would be equipped to make wise decisions when it comes to a spouse or whatever the case might be. And I think we have to never underestimate the power of prayer.
I want to keep you here forever because I'm just like, where have you been? The parents need you. We needed you. But thank you for your obedience.
Thank you.
And thank you for writing. It's going to be such a helpful resource for parents. I know that for a fact.
You.
I know it. I can hear it in my heart for myself. And I know there are many other parents listening who really, really need this. So for those who are needing it, where do they find it?
The book is available at Kum Books and also at Bargain Books. And then you can also see check on Take A Lot. But another option is to just go to my website. So it's just www.benesca.co.za. I know sometimes the spelling might be difficult. So just go to Stories Fun Whip, Stories of Hope, but it's an Afrikaans, Stories Fun Whip. The links are there on social media.
100%. Thank you so, so much for your time. I definitely will share the details. If you didn't get it right or you want to confirm the spelling, send me a WhatsApp message on 071-3640-376. I definitely will send you the spelling of that. And social media, are you there?
I'm social media. Yeah, Instagram, Facebook, all of those.
100%. Benesca, thank you for your time and thank you for this wonderful book.
Thank you for you. It was really an honor to speak to you.